It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast for the weekend. A partly sunny and pleasant today, 70. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s. Sunday, early sun and clouds with some showers, 70. Monday should be sun, some clouds, a chance of a shower, temperature in the low 80s. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. A Connecticut State Trooper died after he was washed away in his police cruiser in the flooded Pomperog River early Thursday morning. The trooper was transported to Yale New Haven Hospital after he was found about 9 a.m., more than 5 hours after he radioed a distress call that his vehicle was being washed away by rising water. The trooper was in the area between Jacks Bridge and Hudson Judson Road in Woodbury at about 3:30 in the morning when he issued the distress call. West Stockbridge Board has issued a permit to the Foundry on the condition most events are indoors. The Select Board granted a music and theater venue special permit yesterday on the condition that it hold all but 5 performances indoors, a decision that ended months of strife for 2 neighboring businesses and their supporters across the Berkshires and beyond. For the outdoor performances, the Foundry must not exceed 60 decibels, and those sound levels must be measured at the property line. Board member Roger Cavanaugh said the town should take charge of those measurements and apply rigor to ensure the fair enforcement of the condition for both businesses. The Foundry can hold its 3 remaining outdoor shows as long as sound levels are controlled. Other conditions include keeping liquor on the Foundry premises, crowd control, and preventing trespassing onto the Truck Orient Express property, a family-owned Vietnamese restaurant where proprietors reside. Also, the Foundry must not control access to Merritt Way, the only vehicle access to Truck. The permit has to be renewed every year, October 31st. Violations of those will constitute a zoning breach and could result in loss of permits, according to the conditions drafted by attorneys for both parties. Both parties agreed. Healthcare workers in Dutchess County are planning a suit over vaccine mandates. Area hospital staff members are planning to sue for relief from a COVID-19 vaccination requirement instituted by New Vance Health Group in New York. However, it's unclear exactly how many healthcare workers are interested in taking action against the mandate. Patricia Finn, a Rockland-based civil rights attorney specializing in vaccination suits, said yesterday she intends on launching legal action, but did not specify which parties would be sued or when it would be filed. She also said a strike was possible without amicable resolutions. New York Governor Kathy Hochul vowed yesterday to conduct an autopsy on the state's preparation for the remnants of Hurricane Ida, which caused major flooding in New York City and the Hudson Valley after unleashing torrential rain in the region late on Wednesday. At least 9 people died overnight in New York City alone as the rainfall caused basement of interstates and apartments to overturn with water. The public transit ground to a halt, with a stretch of I-87 remaining closed for much of Thursday. Hochul, speaking at a joint news conference from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, said she'll direct the state to conduct a full after-action report to determine if more could have been done to prepare for the storm or if there were any intelligence failures leading up to it. The operator of a Saratoga County limousine company will not serve jail time for his role in a 2018 wreck that killed 20 people, most of whom were on their way to a birthday party at a brewery. Nauman Hussein, 31, pleaded guilty Thursday afternoon in Schoharie County Court to 20 counts of criminally negligent homicide in connection with the October 6th crash, which at the time was the deadliest road wreck in 13 years. His plea agreement, signed by him, his attorney, and the Schoharie County District Attorney's Office, calls for a sentence of 5 years probation and 1,000 hours of community service. The deal also calls for Hussein to forfeit his Fifth Amendment rights in any civil proceedings, requiring him to testify under oath in various lawsuits filed by family members of the crash victims. He will also be prohibited from owning or operating a commercial transportation company during his prohibition, according to the plea deal. Vard College at Simon's Rock will offer opportunities for no-cost early college coursework to high school students in the upcoming academic year in a partnership with the Southern Berkshire Regional School District. The college continues to explore extending opportunities with the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, according to their press release. Salisbury Congregational Church offering its monthly Meeting House music meditation from noon till 12:30 in the Meeting House. A 1/2 hour of organ and instrumental music is free to the community. CDC and Connecticut State policies of COVID regulations must be followed. A Labor Day weekend art sale is happening 5 till 8 p.m. to benefit the Cornwall Library. It will open with a cocktail reception from 5 until 8 p.m. The first in-person concert devoted to well-known and beloved choral favorites from Crescendo, dramatic and sublime and special order outdoor setting. Included in the concert are English Renaissance, Baroque, Romantic, and American traditional spirituals. This will happen at 5 p.m. at Sharon's Veterans Field at the Lions Pavilion. Tickets can be purchased at worldclassmusic.org. Fridays on the Green wrap up in Norfolk with an end-of-summer party. It begins at 6:30. The Goshen Fair is back this Labor Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with lots to see and do all 3 days. GoshenFair.org. Labor Day Art Sale in Cornwall runs through the 6th at the Cornwall Library. The show will feature artwork donated from local and regional sources. All sales benefit the library. Sale hours are from 10 until 4 on Saturday, Sunday from 11 till 3, and Monday from 10 a.m. till noon. CornwallLibrary.org. Stockbridge Library, share the beauty and bounty of your garden, a pop-up flower show, a fundraiser to benefit the Stockbridge Library, September 4th, 10 until 2. Enter solo or as a dynamic duo. More information is available at StockbridgeLibrary.org. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viali Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, ViallyInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,443.82, the NASDAQ at 15,331.18, and the S&P 500 at 4536.95. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.